What was Eisenhower called before he became president?
General Eisenhower?
Uh-huh. And the man whose head presides over the county court here?
County judge?
Uh-huh. Do you know his name?
Park Lamerton, I believe.
Judge Lamerton?
Judge Lamerton.
Uh-huh. A person who goes to school is a...
student.
And a girl who works in an office at a typewriter? A
stenographer.
Or if she takes dictation and things like that for the boss and runs...
A secretary?
Uh-huh. We say we're not Canadians, not Mexicans, we are...
Americans.
And whites, Indians, and... for the racial characteristics.
Negroes?
Uh-huh. Any people around here of other nationalities?
Uh-huh, there are Germans and Polacks.
Mm-hmm. Are they settled in any special places?
Down near Waucomas, there's a lot of Polacks. Names like Moravik and like that.
Yeah, the little Waucomas girl who is Miss Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Any special terms for Indians?
No, not that I know of. A lot of Indians down around Canton.
Yeah.
I have some relatives that live in Canton. I used to go there every summer, and they were fascinating to me. See all these Indians sitting around on the curb.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to the Pawnee Powwow?
No.
We went this time. It's the first time.
Down near Canton?
My. No, this is over in Pawnee.
Oh, at Pawnee. Well, they have them down here, too, and boy, it's a wild affair.
Do they have dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy, this is my first time, but I was impressed.
Well, it would be interesting,
gosh,
I know.
Over hundreds of dollars spent on costumes there.
Yeah, they have real elaborate costumes.
Boy, this was a real thrill. One of my students was on the arrangements committee there. I told her I'd been there. She told me to go. She gave me the material on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to drum up some business for the free powwow. And we sat up there Sunday night to watch the dancing, and the announcer said, "All right, now, everybody come down and dance." My 8-year-old was halfway down to the bleachers and on her way before we could catch her. And I pointed this out to Mrs. Archambault, and she looked me straight in the eye and said, "Well, why didn't you let her come?"
Oh.
Then she wanted to know if I was there, and I told her I was, and she got a wicked gleam, and she said if she'd seen me, she'd have had me down there. That'd be the day.
Oh, boy.
Big old red-nosed Indian like me. Any special term for a poor white person?
White trash, I suppose.
How about a person from the back country?
Oh, a yokel.
Mm-hmm. Who delivers your mail here?
Postman.
Mm-hmm. And if you were, changing a light bulb or something up on a ladder, you lose your balance momentarily and then catch it, and Barbara says, "What were you doing?" You say, "Well, gee whiz, I..."
Almost fell.
Mm-hmm. If you're doing something and you can't go to the door, at that particular time, you'd holler what?
"Come in."
Or
"Who's there?"
Let's say the door's locked.
Oh. "Who's there?" Or "Just a minute."
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the distance from here to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
"How far is it to Stillwater?"
Mm-hmm. If we're going someplace together and I start on ahead and you want me to stop, you'd say what?
"Wait a minute."
Mm-hmm. And if you're doing something and you want me to pay attention to what you're doing, you'd say...
"Hey."
Mm-hmm.
Or "Listen."
If I'm looking off someplace else and you want me to see what you're doing.
"Look here."
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. Parts of the body. This is my...
forehead.
And which one is this?
Your right ear.
Mm-hmm. And if I had whiskers down to here, you'd say I'd grown a...
beard.
This is my...
lips.
And...
mouth.
Mm-hmm. This is a...
teeth.
And one of them is a...
tooth.
Mm-hmm. If I can just get hold of that page and turn it. My teeth fit into my...
mouth.
And particularly in my...
gums.
Mm-hmm. This is my...
palm.
These are...
fists.
And right in here there's a...
wrist.